Welcome to Team Building Exercise Season 2. Yeah, Jack, Rob, and Coach made it through all the factions, and they still came back for more. So this time, they're doing elite lists. I wouldn't want to play any elite people, but what do I know? Oh man, in this one, the great and powerful Marauder elite lists are looked at. My cousin Lawrence isn't one of them. Oh, but I don't know if I want my ex-Hulks in that.
Welcome to another episode of Team Building Exercise. This one is Elite Marauders. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
And we have a special guest this time. Not just sneaking in, I don't think. Are you there, Georgie?
Oh, is that my cue?
That was your cue.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's Georgie.
Yeah, we couldn't have a Marauders episode without Georgie. Our first one, the audio quality was horrible, so hopefully this one turns out better. But I think it was one of our better episodes, so. Mm. So let's cross our fingers and hope this one works.
Are you already laughing, Jack?
Is that my cue?
Jeez. This is also probably going to be the longest episode because we'll have to wait for Jack to stop laughing.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Jack is technically is guffawing, so.
That was, there's tears.
I mean, I don't know what's so funny. I just get confused sometimes.
My hope, I was trying to muffle it. I didn't think anyone could hear it.
You know, okay. You know what? You know what's great, though, Jack? Just think, you won't be interrupted today.
Oh, right. I have no doubt that I will be interrupted today.
Don't worry, Jack. I won't. I'll try not to deal with today.
It's going to happen. So, this is the Elite Marauders, Jack. You're the one who starts this. Please tell us, in this wonderfully complex list with lots of choices, what did you choose?
Okay, so the Elite Marauders list. He waits.
Expectantly.
I told you I wouldn't interrupt you this time.
Oh, okay.
Georgie's a man of his word.
My mistake. I called into question the validity of your statement, and I'm apologizing vehemently. That was very wrong of me, Georgie. So I'm just gonna start. My strike team, the Elite Marauder list. I took the only leader you can take.
Wait. Jack.
Yes, Georgie.
What leader did you take?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm glad you asked. I took Chief Mololunka, the only one you can, the one who is modeled like the skyscraper. Mm. That's all.
Except for that picture's wrong in the book. I just noticed that he's got the shotgun kind of thing instead of the twin pistols he's supposed to have.
Mm. Oh, really?
I just noticed that.
And well, he has no weapon option, so you can't give it to him.
No, he's supposed to have twin heavy pistols. That's an option of the model.
I think that that when this came out, they just had him ready to go. He was like, this was like Kickstarter time. So should I go over the chief?
Yeah, please explain his stuff before Jack
okay.
goes on.
Well, he has a essentially the jump pack thing is a jump pack, you know, basically. So he moves on a 1-3, which is good. He's mobile. He's got a 4-4-4, which is really nice. Armor 1, okay, and tough. So he'll be around for a while. He's a size 1. Tactician 2. What's with these marauders? Tactician 2.
They're very tactical, marauders.
No, but it doesn't make sense. The Forge Father, he's a tactician 0.
Well,
yeah, we're better.
All right, so he's got the twin heavy pistols, which range 4. Way to fire 2! Way to fire 2. And the jump pack, which is really like a rocket pack or whatever. Now, here's the cool thing. His special ability is a move it. Spend an army special result at the start of your model's activation. Increase the model's speed by 1+1+1. So basically, you move or sprint with a +1. This does not count as an action. That's insane, because think about it for a second. It doesn't count as an action, correct? Okay? So now you could sprint at a 4+. This guy could sprint at a 4+. That's crazy.
It also doesn't say that you can only use one. You could stack it, too.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't say you can only add one to each thing. So you could, if you had three splats, you can make someone +3/+3.
Wow. we're going to have to fix that.
Yeah, probably should say only one per turn. Yeah, one per model.
Per model, yeah.
Personally, I don't think you should touch it at all.
Yeah, but you don't know what the
not today.
You're talking about, Georgie, so.
Oh.
So anyway.
Wow.
Okay, so anyway. And you get a recon 4+.
So yes. And he's pretty cheap. He's only 28 points, too. Yeah, four VPs, but.
Four VPs? Oh, jeez.
Only 28 points. That's pretty cheap for a leader.
That's pretty good, though. Yeah, but he's tough in armor 1. So basically, he's like a Hulk.
Yeah,
because Hulk's are armor 1 and tough. He has two less wounds.
He's like a Hulk, but except I wouldn't date him.
Oh, yeah. You have standards.
Well, he's a dude.
You don't know what I'm into.
That's right. Oh. Don't put on his your social norms on Georgie's love life.
Mm.
So, Jack.
Yes.
What's the rest of your list?
Well, I just wanted to hit on him. Just I think the twin pistols and the weight of fire too. I think that's something that should be a standard across the game. If you have two of the same weapon that had the weight of fire 1, then it doubles up. I don't know if that is a fact, but I think that is something
going
that
forward. Yes, I think that's
smart. Makes sense. But anyways, he's a good leader. He's a fine leader, and I think he is backed up with an even better list. he said with wry derision. So for my troops.
Wait, Jack.
Yes.
What troops are you taking?
Is Georgie going through puberty?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry I asked. I guess he's got some hair growing in his shame places.
He does have a few pimples.
Wait, hold on.
I'm holding.
We're all holding. Yes.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. So my first troop here is Coach. Keep him under control. My second troop is now Commando Specialist.
What was your first troop? You didn't tell us.
Yeah, his first troop is you wrangle Georgie so he doesn't get interrupted. Oh. That was his first troop. Oh.
Yeah, my first troop was a coded message, Coach.
Oh, okay.
And then Coach interrupted you. Your coded message failed.
I don't get it.
What's troop number 3? Okay, so Commando's Specialists are troops.
Yes.
Because of the magic of the list. Now, I think you're supposed to be taking skyscrapers, but I went with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 commandos.
Wow. Specialists?
What?
The commando specialists, yes.
Well, I guess it matters what you're taking as weapons, but same difference.
Well, for one of those, I took the flamer. Because I like the it burns still. Even the post nerf it burns still makes my engorged
dead giveaway
tingle. So
whoa, hold on.
What?
It's a little too inappropriate.
Oh, I apologize, Georgie.
Come on, Jack. Stop being brash.
Ooh.
Ugh. That's the secret's out. Jack is the brash one. That's the secret.
Yes, that is the secret. That is the secret. So then I have 1, 2, 3 commandos specialists that have the HMG.
Wow.
Suppression, weight of fire 1. The HMG is an extra 4 points, but I do love me some ability to control. A little bit of control, especially if people group up, or if someone's being real uppity up on a bridge or something, you can take them down a notch. I like the weight of fire. The other commandos have the stock rifle, which is still range 6, not bad. Got the rapid fire. I don't care for rapid fire that much. I don't know why it was included, to be honest.
Because everybody wanted some kind of blaze away.
Yeah.
That must have happened on social media because I didn't know that was a thing. But the rest of my commando specialists, and really for 12 points, not that bad because they shoot 5, fight 5, survive 4. Like those are pretty decent stats, really. And to that is. I have one more of them that has the HMG. I just looked. I have the list out of order before I move on to the specialists. I just double checked.
So 4 HMGs and a flamer.
You gotta stay organized, Jack.
I'm a little out of sorts now because a young man named Ben. I'm gonna, for anonymity's sake, I'm not gonna give him his full name. So let's call him Mr. Edwards. Showed me how to use Battlescribe on my phone. So it puts specialists
at the top. Yeah, it's weird.
At the top. Before
the troops. So when Rob pointed out that the picture for the leader was different than what I was like, oh God, usually I'd have on the screen, I'd have open the book. I would have the book open here. I would have my list here. It was a whole nightmare, to be honest. There was sweat. There was anxiety. My butthole was puckered the whole time.
You went into battle with unrecognized or unused weapons, Jack. You should know better than that.
Right, he's a rookie with the battle scribe, but he knows that it's going to be correct now, and he doesn't have to check with me every time.
So what you're saying is that it's Rob's fault.
No, what I'm saying is I knew this episode was going to be a little loosey-goosey, a little on the fun side.
I believe the word you're looking for.
You guys got to stop with these cursings, okay? Yeah, I'm getting really tired.
Sure.
No.
Okay, Rob's getting in on the act. Okay.
We're one for one.
This is good. So, I thought if there's any time for me to drop Trow and put it on the table and just display my both length and girth, this was the show to do it. So, yes, I'm working with some untried, untested materials here. So for my specialists.
Wait, hold on. Jack.
What's that?
Jack, what specialists are you taking?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. That is, thank you. That's very courteous of you, thoughtful. I like to know that Georgie cares. He really does. You see that? He's right on top of it. 3 goblin snipers.
What?
Oh, I'm proud. It puts a little tear in old Georgie's eye.
See, and you know what? One of them, with his hands, the prancing goblin there, every time I play him, that's Georgie to me. Sorry, I'm cheering up.
I appreciate it.
Is that what you imagine when he says Excelsior and runs out?
I just need a second. Okay. I just love him so much. So that's my list.
So a bunch of commando specialists and goblin snipers.
Yeah. Commando specialists and goblin snipers. I know it's probably not the intended list. For him, I think the skyscrapers people would lean on that more heavy. But I just think for myself, I'm not into what they have. I'm not going to go into what I like or don't like about them. That's not how the format is. That's not how this works. But
we'll
I think,
get to that.
Yes. So that is my list. Thank you very much. Adieu.
So, Georgie, what do you think of that list? Do you think it's that's a pretty good list?
I think it's the best list out of the three of you.
So far?
No, it's the best.
You sure about that?
He doesn't even know what we're bringing to the table yet.
I'm sorry, Jack.
I heard the threatening tone. You don't have to apologize to me. It's just, I understand. It's the old Norway syndrome.
The Norway syndrome.
So we'll take a break.
Jack?
Yes.
Jack, I don't know what to do anymore.
Why is that, Georgie?
I got nothing. You can go to the commercial now. Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right, we are back. Award-winning team building exercise. We are doing the Marauders Elite Army List, which we all are just excited to bring it to you. And we have Rob, we have Jack, we have a special guest. We have Georgie here. Hi, Georgie.
Hey, how are you?
All right. And all right, no, you're good. Sit down. All right. So now we're going to go to the Taskmaster's List because as protocol, because, you know, I follow protocol, unlike this particular show. Rob, you're next.
Yes. And once again, to complain about the book, the picture in the book is just a taunt because it shows a stunt bot and a gun track and a Hulk. It's like all things you cannot take in this list. Mm. Thanks.
And the
thanks
captain.
And a mob beast. It's like, thanks for showing all the things I'd rather take than the items in this actual list.
Okay. Save it, Rob.
Now, on to my list. I did take the leader of Chief Maholaka, if that's how you pronounce it. And we've discussed him already. He's actually a good leader. It's unfortunate that his elite list doesn't live up to it. Mm. But for the troops, I did take one, two, three, four, only four. Four commando specialists.
What?
Two have flamers and two have HMGs. And yeah, because might as well. They're specialists or troops, so you got to kit them up with the cool stuff. So yeah, we got some HMGs and flamers. But really, I just took those so I could take the thing that Jack was alluding to, skyscrapers.
Mm.
I took four skyscrapers, two of the HMGs, and hollow sights, because I saw that in that tournament, coach's tournament back in the summer. HMGs and hollow sights are it's like a special sniper rifle. That's a nice combo.
So now you're just copying Coach.
It wasn't Coach playing. Who was using that?
Everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, so you're just copying everyone.
Yes. And then my other two guys, I took the other two skyscrapers because I need some melee. I took some Ripper talents on those guys. It was 8 points each. A little expensive, but I was like, eh, we need some hand-to-hand action because they're range F AP2, which is nice. You get some armor piercing too. Ooh. So that's it. It's just four commando specialists with flamers and HMGs, and then skyscrapers. Skyscrapers, I wish they had more jetpacks, not so much jump packs. I wish they could, like, fly up and get some kind of ability for flying, because they look, like, so cool in their jetpacks going off. But, because, mm-hmm. yeah, it makes it look much more powerful than the Enforcer one, but it's the exact same. But that is my list. It's a nice, easy one, and it is exactly 200 points.
So now, wait, how many skyscrapers did you take?
Four.
You took four.
Yes.
Okay.
Four skyscrapers. Wow. Nice, simple list. Mm. So, Coach, did you take something different than me and Jack, which would be kind of impossible? Maybe a combination, because we did cover every single thing, I think.
Yeah, kind of.
I think Rob and I both went heavy one way or the other.
Yeah.
And I think Coach might be one of those, like, all arms type of, you know, more well-rounded list making.
Maybe. But I don't know. I kind of went a little crazy with this one. So starting off with Chief Maholaka. All right. I know that we had to take him because he was the elite leader. And so now, of all the choices that I had, I mean, out of all four of them, I went with seven troops. I went with all commando specialists. And every commando specialist has an HMG.
Ooh.
Every single one of them. So now think about it, boys. All right? 16 points. All right? Now, the Commando Specialist is... How many VPs is he? He is one VP, right? So that's it. You give him an HMG for one VP, he's 16 points. That's it. One of them, just one of them, I give a holosight to. All right? So seven troops, all HMGs, one with a holosight. Okay, and for my specialists, I'm taking not one, not two, but three. Count them, three goblin snipers. Two with ammo, and one with AP ammo. That leaves me a leftover ammo that I'll probably give to one of the commando specialists with an HMG. What do you think, Georgie? Georgie, I told you stop at the hookah.
It's force 20 somewhere.
Listen, I told you not to bring that up when we're filming the podcast.
Okay? I apologize.
Now I'm so upset, okay? People can't know that I do the hookah, okay?
The guava shisha?
Don't bring that up either.
Okay.
See, this is why your list is the best, okay? You have three goblin snipers and two with ammo. That's how you make a list right there. That is a marauder list right there.
Really? You know, that makes me feel good. Come here, Georgie. Give me a hug.
No, I think that's a breakthrough.
All right, get the...
No. Not in my cage.
Off me now. All right. So, that's it, man. I just went seven troops. You can take a commando specialist. You give everybody an HMG for 4 points. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it's a nice combination. The HMG and the... And I like flamers too, but yeah. Area control.
The range on the flamers though kills me.
Yeah.
On all of them. Much like the shotgun, it is in the way Dead Zone plays, it's pretty paralyzing. It doesn't lend itself well, especially not when it costs extra points to take.
No. And you know what though? I think the only way the shotgun and the flamer can actually be effective in Dead Zone is not the game. It's not your play strategy. It's nothing. It's the amount of terrain on the board. If you have a sparse board, they're almost useless because by the time you get there, I'm going to make sure, we're going to make a point to get those guys out, get the knockback shotgun out or get the flamer out because it's such a great weapon. So you want to get them out before they get up there. So if you have a lot of terrain, I mean, if you guys seen us do battle reports, it's always claustrophobic. You know, we use like three battle systems terrain sets in one battle report. That's how you do it. You know, that's how you get those guys up there because they can hide up to round two, round three to get up there and cause some havoc. But before that, I don't know. Range two is just piss poor, man. Even range three, I just can't bring myself to do it.
Yeah. I will for one model and maybe use them defensively as a, but if you were to make a list and go, I'm going to rely on you can't. There's no. So many other lists that would pick you off from a distance, outrun and outgun 10 times over. If you could not rely on the shotgun, the flamer, a lot of the short range stuff, any of the Veerman weapons, the ray guns and stuff, version one, you were just praying that you could get close enough to get one shot off.
Mm.
I kind of see the flamer as almost a melee weapon. You have to get so close. It's like you're kind of just warming up to go in with some knives at that point. You just flamer them and then jump on them.
I mean, it would be good if you, if you, let's say you put him on the skyscraper and he came up, he moves on a three, it sprints on a three, or you could sprint him on a four. You know what I mean? With the splat. Cause you can go one to four, use a splat, move him up there and then use a shoot dice and be in range. That might be a way to do it. Putting him on a skyscraper. The only thing is, are we moving on to the hate or we got to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll move on to the hate.
All right.
Unless Georgie has a list.
Not the hate.
Georgie, you have a list?
Let me think about that.
Okay, we'll take a commercial. When we come back, we'll
let Georgie. Yeah. I'll get back to you on that one.
Excellent.
Yeah, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
And welcome back to the Team Building
Exercise. Wait, Jack.
What's the hate? What's the hate?
That's his new catchphrase.
People have been saying that since the dawn of time. That no truer statement has ever been said.
Oh, bro, what's the hate?
I'm sure there's Sanskrit or some other, you know, like there's cuneiform that says, what's the hate?
Right, on the Rosetta Stone.
Yes, yes.
Circa 1446.
Oh, you're hitting his buttons now.
Oh, wait, there's a lot of inside jokes going back and forth here.
Okay, so I think for hate... I think the consensus is that the orcs themselves are Halloween-masked, foolish-looking buffoons, that the models are terrible, and anyone who plays them probably should get professional help.
Yeah, but you played them at Adepticon when you were the ringer.
Whoa!
And he should need it, and he needs professional help.
And you even won a game.
I was a mob-beast machine, not orcs.
Don't worry, Jack. I am an uncertified guidance counselor. I will help you.
You shouldn't lead with the un in that regard.
No. The un is silent.
But is there an umlaut over the U?
Oh, just continue.
Okay. So Rob, if I remember correctly, we're doing a podcast of some sort.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
We usually start with what we didn't take. So if you would be so kind as to crack open that book of yours and lead us.
Yeah, it's a long list of things. We took everything. Because I think Jack had a regular commando on his list.
No, I just commando specialists.
Yeah, but you had one with just a rifle, right? So that's just a regular commando.
You know, I spent the extra points.
It's the same points. Anyways.
See, what Jack did was he gave him a promotion, but he didn't give him a raise. So he says, you're a specialist now. Oh, okay.
You're so special. That's what your mom says, too.
Actually, why bother even having commando on this list? It's the exact same as commando specialist.
Yeah, this one is not too...
So really, you have three choices. You have a commando specialist, skyscraper, and goblin sniper. That's it for this whole list.
Right.
It's not a lot of selection. Throw in some vehicles. Throw in something. It's just, And especially since he's such a good leader.
That's the thing. I think when we break it right down, he's such a good leader. I think that's why his list is so paltry.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to subscribe to that. So he's a great leader with crappy troops. That doesn't make sense.
For game balance,
I think Jack's thinking game terms, right? So yeah, he'd be too powerful if he was had good troops.
Exactly.
But I agree. He should have a little bit more selection, especially since that's the only way you can have him is this is it. Like, you can't have him with gun tracks and stunt bots and hulks. Like, this is it. Mm. But
and you yeah. know we you know let's talk about the skyscrapers before we go on. I want to kind of retcon what I said before, like taking the flamer and running up there and burning guys. I think that would be a great idea. Unfortunately, the skyscrapers can take light, automatic, and small arms, automatic and melee. But the flamer is a light assault.
Yeah, so they can't even take it.
You can't even take it, man. Because like I was saying, all right, I'm not too keen about the flamers. But when you have like a big mobility, you get up there quick. You know, 1 to 3. Throw a command dice on it, and you can burn something that's in your range. That'd be cool, but you can't do it.
So, yeah.
You know, in the skyscraper, 17 points. It's basically you know, no armor. The only thing you have is let's compare him to an enforcer. All right. So a regular enforcer is 16. You have a 3-point movement instead of a 1 to 2. Shoot of 5, enforcer is 4. Fight of 5, enforcer is 6. Survivor both have 4. Size 1, the scraper has no armor, but the enforcer does, and the VPs are 2, exactly the same. And the rifle is the same. Basically, you know, range 6 rapid fire. I don't know, for 1 point extra to have one more movement and a better fight stat, I don't know. I don't know. And no armor.
I think the problem is you're not comparing the proper things. With the enforcers, they look decent. With the skyscrapers, they have those big, silly, cartoony jowls and the caricature faces.
Right.
And really, when you break that down, it just makes me want to put a bullet in my head, to be honest.
Wow.
Well, they're not goblins, though. They're orcs.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, they're like cousins.
Mm. We insulted his cousin.
Well, they're like my cousins, like, you know, quadruple removed or something. I don't know.
Georgie, go pick that up over there.
What?
Go over there.
Okay.
All right. By the time he gets back, we can get some good talking going. So what are you saying about the skyscrapers?
Hold on. Wait a minute. I heard that.
Sit down and shut up.
Okay.
Nah, just this whole list in general, is just the selection is just not great.
Yeah.
That's really all you can complain about.
I mean, basically, you're only allowed to take 3 things. I mean, why would you take a commando and not a specialist?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same exact thing, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And then the items, you know, ammo, AP ammo, frag, hollow sight, smoke grenade, medipack. I think this is almost like an afterthought.
Yeah, is there any of the items? They're all standard, right? There's sometimes we have items that some are rare and some are not. They're all standard, though?
AP is rare. Hollow sight is rare. Everything else is common, so.
And that's the same as?
Yeah. Frag grenade is common.
I think that's the same as the regular list, right?
Yeah, the frag grenade is common, yeah, for them. You know, maybe stuff like this, like some elite lists, they should change some stuff. Like, let's just say, for argument's sake, a smoke grenade is 3 points. Maybe make it 2 points in common. You know what I mean? Just change things up. I think that's the way forward. So even though it's an elite list, they have, you know, maybe they have a discount at the armory store.
Or make hollow sights common instead of rare or something, so you can take 3 of them or whatever.
No, well, you can take 5 of them in the 200 points.
Or 5 of them, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be, oof.
That's a lot of points, though. If you're willing to do 30, what is it, 40 points in just hollow sights?
Yeah. All right. I'm in.
Yeah, but still, like, you're paying for it at least. Yeah, they're expensive.
Well, I spent close to that in HMGs, so.
If it works thematically with the leader, like if that works with the feel and the flavor, I would say that's a pretty easy way to tweak a list to make an elite list. You know, if you don't want to think about too much, just make one of the items really like Coach said, a smoke grenade or something, and that's his thing, and that's the troops.
Well, in the Asterion one, wasn't the energy shield became rare or something like that, so you could take more of them.
Yeah, so it was like you could become you could take one the big one. The energy shield 4 was unique for 9 points, but shield 2 and you had 2 uniques and a rare. So you could take, you could actually take 3 shields. If you could take 2 rares and 1 unique, and you could choose between shield 3 and 4. That was actually pretty good. I like that. I like that a lot. That you could, it's a little bit more customization, but dare I say, to make a pun, it's more elite for the elite list. So you know, I like that a lot. I like that you can uncover stuff and things are cheaper and you get like something you couldn't get with a regular list. You know?
Plus with this Chief Mamaluka's splat, it's a movement one. So you'd think it would be more for melee, like getting people up so you can fight hand to hand. But none of these guys are good hand to hand fighters, really.
No. I think it's like you're supposed to take a bunch of skyscrapers.
Imagine you had mob beasts.
Oh, yeah.
And you get +1/+1 to a mob beast. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And, like and he's attacked too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's like you said before. That's, for some reason, they love giving Marauders really good tactician.
Mm.
But, yeah. I think that's, I'm just, all my favorite, the thing is that all my favorite Marauders, which are very few and far between, aren't in this list. It's, there are no Hulks, no Mobbies,
no
stunt bots, no Ripper suits, like, so, yeah, it's just disappointing, I guess, frankly.
And I think the stunt bot is a lot better now that we reduced the prices.
And plus he's like any other Strider, he can climb up too.
Right. Right. So yeah, the stunt bot got a lot more, you know, where you'd want to take him. But the thing is, there's no models of him.
Yes. Don't get me started.
Yeah. And, we can't go down that rabbit hole.
Well,
I've already got a cease and desist from Mantic on the way. So,
well, what's it called? The one guy, I think it was on Facebook. I don't know who he is. If he's listening, he did a great job where he turned the Strider cockpit a certain way to make it look like a stunt bot. And I thought that was really cool. But to be honest with you, the stunt bot itself, I'm looking at it now, you know, cause it's like you said, there's all these things you can't take, in the picture, but the stunt bot, it's so unique and it's just screams orc, you know,
Yeah, it's very cool looking.
Yeah. It's like whoever designed it, it's the perfect type of Strider for the Marauders. It really is. It's big and clunky and, you know, you can rust it up and just.
I just don't understand. Marauders are very popular. Why aren't they making this model? That's, I just don't get it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Especially with the Warpath. Like, I'm sure they're in the list of Warpath, right? Is there stunt bots?
I think so. You know, the hate for the Marauders goes to that game also. But if you want to give me a second. I will. It makes sense, right? Let's see. Yes, it's Marauder Raptor Commando Captain. Yep, Marauder Stunt Bots.
So I'm curious at Adepticon, if people are running Marauder GCPS lists, what they're going to be using for stunt bots? Mm-hmm.
You know, because and they're very cheap in Firefight. So you know, you can take two or three of them.
So Mantic, I know you don't listen. But I know you have a resin, in-house resin factory there. I'm sure you could start molding up these stunt bots because we want them.
Now, Rob, did you have a stunt bot?
I didn't know. I do not have a stunt bot.
Because I think it was the blue resin, like the...
yeah, it was a different... Yeah.
And the also the arms on the original Iron Ancestor was that blue resin. I don't know. It's, you know... And you know what's funny? The stunt bot was the most expensive Strider when we were doing version 1. It was more expensive because it was all resin. Maybe that's why
I think I ended up not getting one.
Maybe that's why they stopped it.
But they never made why would they make the Striders and not make stunt bots?
Well,
they obviously spent the money to make
mold
Restic and yeah.
Yeah. But why make them in resin as opposed
to- Yeah, so I mean, like they spent the money to make Striders, why wouldn't they spend the money to make molds for the stunt bots too? I just don't, maybe it's the way that the stunt bot shape and everything. It's a lot less, it's more like a model kit, less like the Strider where it's a solid piece of, plastic, I think, maybe. Once again, I've never actually held a stunt bot in my hand, so I'm not even sure.
It's really light. I know E-Rock's.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that, I think about covers this one. Unfortunately, it wasn't as exciting as normal.
Yeah.
It's because you sent Georgie off. He's poking in the corner right now.
Georgie came back. He's back. He's behaving.
Yeah, I'm a little scared.
But I think the real question is, Rob, since it's your turn to choose, and I'm going to let you choose two.
It's not his turn.
I'm going to let you choose two. Who are we going to do next?
You know what? You're getting Georgie upset because they want to.
It is my turn. It is my turn to choose. Yeah.
Why?
Because. You chose the one before.
Which one did I choose? Oh, I chose the rat. Okay.
Veerman.
All right, so here we go. Don't say no. So we have left, because you were incorrect on Dead Zone, the podcast. We have the Plague.
Yeah, there's three left.
As always. Yep.
We have the Plague.
Yeah.
We have the Rebs, and that's it.
Yeah, I forgot about the Rebs.
Yeah. No, we don't have
three.
You said we have three. We don't have three.
Well, we had three because the Marauders at the time.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so now we have – it's either the – the Rebs or the Plague?
Yep. And we're going to leave the Plague for last, I think. So we're going to do Rebs.
Wow.
So Rebs it is. We're coming up to the end here. We're swinging around the plate. Mm. So December will be Rebs, and then there's only one left, so we know January will be Plague. Mm. Then February will be the extravaganza to end the award show this year.
Right.
And then it's Adepticon, the month
we'll
off.
We take the month off for Adepticon, right?
Yeah. So we're actually on schedule here. What happened?
It's weird.
How'd this work out?
Hey, you guys are on schedule. It's a little weird.
It is weird.
And we haven't even skipped a month. We've been going full tilt.
Something weird is going on. I don't know, though. But hey, what do I know?
So, we have a lot to look forward to. Rebs will be fun. I know Andrew would be. He's a big fan of the Rebs, the Elite Rebs.
So would Andrew be able to come on, or is that just Georgie?
we'll maybe have a little input from my Andrew.
I think if Andrew comes on, that's going to send the shockwave to all the people who said that we should replace Coach, but then Coach is still here.
Coach, we're always going to replace you. It's always a plan. Mm-hmm. We just haven't found the other coach yet.
Yeah, well, all right.
I don't even like that joke, Rob. I'm not comfortable. I know it's your go-to. That's what you keep in your pocket for hilarity's sake, but I don't think Coach is replaceable, and I'm putting my foot down.
But, you know, Jack, that warms the cockles of my heart.
Oh,
he's just sucking up to you because he wants help with this Adepticon Dead
Zone. I would do that anyway. That's Jack. That's my. We'll be.
And I already got the help. We already did a pre-game show before we recorded here, and I got some insight. I bounced a couple things off the wall, and I got some good responses that made me think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we're gonna go a little bit more after this because, man, we're done early.
Yeah. This list allows us a little extra play time, so we can kick back, relax, get that hookah back out, and.
I told you not to bring that up.
You didn't tell me not to bring that up.
I was telling everybody.
Oh, okay. Audience, everyone listening right now, never bring up the hookah again.
Never mind.
So, Georgie, you want to send us out of this one? Get us out? We're done.
I'd rather not.
Oh,
okay,
on,
then.
Take us out, man. Come on.
I'd rather not.
He's shy. Well, this has been Team Banner Exercise. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
Is that my cue?
Yeah, come on.
And I'm Georgie.
And this has been the Elite Marauders. We're very, very sorry. You guys have a good one.
We apologize in advance.
You apologize in advance at the end?
Yes. Just light that hookah and shut your mouth.
That's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?